Where's your brain?
My brain? Oh, my brain. I don't know where it is.
Well, you don't need it in Australia, really.
No, you've got
to just join all the other Bolters.
That's it. But I do need a brain.
How about you go and get your brain?
Yes. And a coffee. The way to the brain is a coffee.
The brain, the caffeine pathway.
That's it.
The neurological reward pathway of caffeine.
That's it. I have been told that I had some compulsion.
Okay.
I'll be the same.
All right. We'll stay all time.
Kaput. Radio.
Radio.
Completely kaput.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
Squally in fonda. Le energie necessarie.
The artifex have pinxed. Sunt ne edificia variis coloribus illuminata.
Per riprendere a costruire una società pacifica.
Quod si longius recensures.
E rispettosa della libertà religiosa dei.
Cognosces te imagines.
Tutti sui concittadini.
Medie orbis preme videre.
This religious friend of mine, arguments often end with him telling me that I'm not very open-minded. And because he's my friend and I respect him, I've written him a song. It's called, If You Open Your Mind Too Much, Your Brain Will Fall Out.
It's for the future, forget the past. Going on my mission now, I wanna make it last. Now I'm not wasting my precious time. I got my act together and I'll be just fine. Don't tell me where to teach if I'm going out to preach. Don't tell me where to track if I'm going out to track. I'm asking when I'm asking where I'm asking why I'm asking how. I really, really, really wanna press the light now. If you wanna be an elder.
Hello, my name is Gavin. I live in Kansas with my beautiful wives, Annie, Beth, Tina, and Carlos. We currently don't have any children because 7 months into the pregnancy, all of my wives seem to just fall down the stairs. I currently work at a Snuggie knockoff company. It doesn't pay the best, but, you know, I don't complain. I enjoy fishing, being white, playing cards, and, you know, just being an all-around good person. My name is Gavin, and I'm a delusional ass. I mean Mormon.
Get the Book of Mormon too. Baptize you forever is what they'd like to do. And what you think about that? Now you know how they feel. Yes, they can handle 2 years. Yes, they're for real. Now I'm not hasty. I thought it over some time. I said 2 years to the Lord is worth a million of mine. I'll tell you where to teach if I'm going out to preach. Or I'll tell me where to track if I'm going out to track. I'm asking when, where, why, yo, how. I wanna really, really, really wanna cross the light now. If you wanna be an elder, you gotta give a Bible away.
I don't want you to preach to me on the street corner. I don't want you to threaten me with hell for not agreeing with you. I don't want you to force your beliefs on me. I don't want you to use government to favor your beliefs. But
each day, if you want to be an elder, keep out Book of Mormons too. Baptize you forever is what they'd like to do. Here's the story from DNC4. You better open up your ears because you're gonna hear some more. I've got a sickle to thrust in a field with all your might. Have faith, hope, and love, and stay in God's light. Remember patience, charity, and kindness all the time. Diligence and knowledge go with that same line. Follow the commandments, follow all the time. Follow the commandments, I'm sure you will be fine. If you want to be an elder, you gotta give the Bible away.
Everyone, welcome. In accordance with Captain Girl's wishes, we are burying her as a Mormon. Not because she was one, but because she hated Mormons and it would make her happy for us to bury one. You may begin, Reverend.
If you'll all turn in your books to page 134. Ooga Booga, great space god, magic lizard, come down from Jupiter!
Even this insightful satire of religion!
I wanna be an elder.
give out Book of Mormons too. To be the best kind of elder, God's life begins in you. If you wanna be an elder,
you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta love, share, give, and teach.
Follow the commandments, follow all the time. Follow the commandments, I'm sure you will be fine.
Hep, 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 hep.
Follow the commandments, follow all the time.
If you follow the commandments, why wouldn't you be fine?
If you want to be an elder.
Cult leaders who are telling everybody else what to do, and they're making these unusual demands on people in the name of faith.
Every Mormon that I've ever met has been a decent human being.
Cult Christian evangelicals.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, my wife wouldn't marry me.
There is one fundamental question.
Cult.
What do I believe in?
Mormons had horns on their head.
I believe that...
I'm living the American dream.
It's a great country, isn't it?
Religion and politics.
I believe in America.
Normal people.
And I'm running for president.
So what do you think will happen to Mr. Romney when he dies?
I'd be a pinhead.
He has trusted in some other god or in no god.
I'm also a pinhead.
He'll spend eternity separated from God.
My name is Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm queen of this realm and others, defender of the faith. I love animals. I love driving. I'm the head of the Church of England, and I'm a Mormon.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Elder Drake, and I'm with the Church of Latter-day Saints. Can I come in and talk to you about Heavenly Father's great plan of salvation?
Look, I'm really busy.
It'll only take a few minutes, sir.
I just don't let people in my house.
Can I please come in?
No! And aren't there supposed to be two of you? And why are you smoking?
Okay, look, I'm a vampire, and I can't come in unless you invite me in.
Are you gonna kill me?
It's probable.
You swear you're not Mormon?
Yeah, I swear.
Alright, come on in.
Yeah. When I cycled by, you all of a sudden began to hide. I look really neat, walking down your street with my brother Skeet.
Amen.
This is how we go, we're teaching from door to door. My brother with his sexy throat like Joseph Smith, we got to go.
Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible.
Hey, Book of Mormon.
Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible.
Hey, Book of Mormon, when we get on our knees, this is what we see. Everybody stopped and they're praying to thee. I got passion for the man and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm Mormon and I know it.
When I decide to run for governor of Utah, I will have one campaign promise, and it will be to rename the state Mormania. You guys ever had Mormons show up on your doorstep? It's hilarious. There's usually two of them. They're like songbirds or titties, you know? They come in pairs. And these two Mormons show up on my doorstep, and I got the one Mormon to admit to the other Mormon that he jerks off all the time. The good Mormon, we gotta get the hell out of here. This is what blasphemy. Oh, I felt like I won a prize. It was like, awesome, yeah! And if you're religious, and it makes you happy, be religious. Life is hard, hard to be happy. Fucking go with it. Just don't get mad if someone else, that's not how they get happy. That's all I'm saying, you know? And the Mormons, they seem like you gotta squint the most to buy their fucking crazy shit. Like, really, what? It just seems like it was made up on the spot. Like Brigham Young back in the day is like, all right, that's what I have to say. And some skeptic stands like, wait, what was the name of your prophet again? And he just panics, prophet, oh fuck, Joseph. What was his last name? Oh fuck, Smith. Yeah, Joseph Smith is our Lord and Savior. Like, what? And everyone's like, clearly this is bullshit. And they all stand up to leave. He just panics and gives away the farm. He's like, you can have as many wives as you want. Everyone's like, we're in. Let's do this.
We don't have nine lives, no caffeine, or seven wives. Our kids wear shorts because most of them are playing sports. We got Lonnie, lots of kids, and Bishop Drew. Which ward do you belong to? 4, 3, 1, or 2?
Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible.
And Book of Mormon.
Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible. Girl, look at my Bible.
And Book of Mormon. When we get on our knees, this is what we see. Everybody stops and they're praying to thee. I got passion for the man and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm Mormon and I know it.
Good afternoon. We're from the Church of Christian Truth and we were just wondering.
Shucks. At this rate, we'll never get 3 conversions this week, Michael.
Whoa, calm down, Micah. We already have 2.
Really, I only recall the woman from Wednesday.
Right, but she was pregnant. And as we both know,
life starts at conception.
Right, right.
You're a genius.
Mike, I think we just found our solution. If we're going to convert one of these young hip b-ballers, we're going to have to embrace pop culture as we would embrace a woman.
At arm's length with a twinge of guilt.
No, with fervor.
Oh, dear.
I need a dope track, Mike. No. No. Oh, heck yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Seems as though you've lost your ball.
You know what else is a ball? Living in the good graces of the Lord.
So lend an ear to the gospel,
according to funk.
Get down on a knee, we'll bust thee a righteous decree.
Pour out a 40 for the
glory of
G-O-D.
Say yes,
be blessed,
and rock VIP.
Drinking juice with Jehovah
and gin with JC.
You'll pay the price if you give in to vice, so think twice.
You better tomahawk this mother loving oop from Christ.
Matthew 1:6,
Colon 1:8, Doc, he can't build you a church unless you pass him the rock. We on a mission to christen, we spit in acts of contrition. We fishing out opposition with biblical ammunition. No dismissing tradition, no transition in position.
You call that Christian, you tripping,
don't make us go in position. Shake what God gave,
yeah, shake what God gave ya.
Just shake what God gave ya,
yeah, shake what God gave ya.
Just shake what God gave ya,
shake what God gave ya.
Just shake what God gave ya,
shake what God gave ya.
If anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single psychic who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they are able to read minds. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single astrologer who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they can predict future human events by interpreting celestial signs. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single homeopathic practitioner who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that solutions made up of infinitely tiny particles of good stuff dissolved repeatedly into relatively huge quantities of water have a consistently higher medicinal value than a similarly administered placebo. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single spiritual person who's been able to show either empirically or logically the existence of a higher power with any consciousness or interest in the human race, or ability to punish or reward humans for their moral choices, or that there is any reason other than fear to believe in any version of an afterlife, I will give you my piano, one of my legs, my wife.
Christian evangelicals.
This survey of American beliefs showed that Americans, at a rate of between 48 and 51%, don't believe in evolution, which is like half. And on top of that 50-odd%, a further 38 to 40% of Americans believe that biological evolution has occurred, but believe that it was initiated by and has since been kind of administered by God. Leaving a very small percentage of Americans who are right.
Thanks.
That's not my theory. I've done material about evolution before, and in Australia and in Britain, it barely raises an eyebrow. It's just worth a chuckle. But in America, it's quite contentious to do comedy about evolution, you know. It gets a gasp. It's the equivalent of doing material about fisting anywhere else, you know. It's quite confronting for them. I've been heckled by a man in the front row in New York, loudly defending his disbelief in evolution. I've been pulled aside in foyers by people defending their disbelief in evolution in the same terms, interestingly enough. It's the same defense that the intelligent design movement uses in the high courts of American states to try and sneak its pseudoscience into American high schools. And that defense is always, but evolution is only a theory. Which is true. I mean, it is a theory, and it's good that they say that, I think. It gives you hope, doesn't it? That maybe they feel the same way about the theory of gravity. And they might just float the fuck away.
Great. Another token nerd doing spoken word. Every bloke I've heard was speaking gospel truth, joke inferred. I hope all the folk you've stirred up with your sayings learn to pray, cause I'm a praying spider on the web. I'll blow some curds away, so if you check Kurdish on your census form, then get nervous. I jab puns at Punjabs when calling up a text service. Wreck conservative texts, obfuscate the observance of servants worshipping God's words with sex perverts. You're all rhetorical stories of historical oracles, or allegorical, fictional, rhetorical. Chronicles of miracles, wait, was that metaphorical? Sorry, but honestly, you went for retard, that's more monocle. I speak this speech for each not-for-profit organization who sees the demon concealed in every denomination. Religion is a pure abomination of a harmonation, or Obama state soon become an abomination. From Kamadama to Amish farmers and shamanists, the Dalai Lama's army to Mormon garments and communists. Psalms of harmony, mommy and bomb and spikes stuck in palms. Some amens and salams to help calm you like Lucky Charms. Your mama, Ramadan, your mama, Hanukkah, for Sharia. The money shot is Islam's Muhammad comes with euphoria. What a 7-year-old girl embedded in a retinine doesn't worry over head and rape victims. It's a sick sad world. This isn't Daria. Indoctrination of Dr. Shun and inoculation. Hypocrisy of Iraqi democracy occupation. Occam's razor proclamation. Stop genital mutilations. True damnation is prostration of innocent neutered patients. Driving women are ignited in Iran for heinous crime. 5-year-old Muslims reciting the Quran is brainwashed time. Any Sikh can seek the truth. Brainless Jainists and Buddhists embrace anguish and pain and live in vain as a nudist. Yogi Bear?
I'm not afraid of dying if I do get AIDS or something like that. I don't give a fuck. I hate life. I've never enjoyed one moment on this planet. I don't want to live forever. And the only people who want to live... I'm not worried about dying because I'm an atheist, right? Now, I know that this is a Christian country and I stand up for your right to be religious, but please know that you're wrong, right? Please know that you're living in a fantasy land. And that after you die, nothing happens. Stop being a fucking child. I'm not scared of dying because I'm an atheist. I know I'll just rot in the ground, right? I won't even know I'm dead. Do you want to know why? Because I'll be fucking dead. Religious people worry because they believe in heaven. If there's a heaven, there has to be a hell. And everyone who's read that book knows that you've done enough shit to go to hell, right? And that makes it very stressful on your deathbed, doesn't it? Knowing what a prick you are, going, oh, this isn't going to be good. I don't want to go to heaven. I don't even want the option of heaven. I don't want to exist in a conscious state for the rest of eternity constantly thinking. I don't like thinking as it is. Where's me passport? Can't punch women in the face. The Bible calls heaven eternal bliss. I don't care how blissful it is, it's eternal. You'll get used to it, and then you'll be fucking bored. And what's hell meant to be like? Fire and brimstone and eternal agony? That's what's written in the Bible. That's God's book. As far as I know, the devil hasn't brought out a book. We don't know his side of the argument, right? If you ask me, the devil and God are having an argument. The devil's being a bigger fucking man. Because God's just writing shit about him. And the devil's going, I'm not even going to fucking comment, son, if you talk about me like that.
You all impose and preach your pulpit prose to teach the Holy Ghost or Moses till your culture grows. But faith isn't binding as an entitlement over mankind. Enlightenment just means you find it right in your own damn mind. Stop growing, can't be framed, tiptoeing around shame and throwing around blame. Quit blowing your own flame, dividing existence into a black and white chess game with bishops hating on queens and pawn. Well, that's lame. Empty attempts at empathy fall back to self-redemption. Blame acts attendance in your temple, claims a tax exemption. From blessed events to the pestilence of your testaments, you put life investment in those who spend their life investments. And your best defense is this reliance on depth defiance, a quest for disrewind, questioning from Western science. You can't test unfalsifiable alliance to higher will, no fun. You're just a man, a Zion isn't viable. We shouldn't have to describe all plot holes in the Bible, or ask why Almighty God steered himself clear of all those tribal. Any divine line transcribed by a Babel is just libel. Don't subscribe to every tight word that goes gliding by your Bible. All that moral fiber in your diet has you talking shit. The kind of oral hygiene that makes Stephen Hawking spit. Believe it's evil Lucifer, even Judas, not evolution. Who needs the proof? Deceiving fools is your naive solution. There's a reason Jesus is called a shepherd by people, cause only sheep keep following the same old steps of the steeple. Esoteric guilt's a pandemic of hysterical terror. Evangelical academics are a clerical error. Halos, hallelujahs, halalalala to holica. Colored yarmulkes, gobble gullible dollars for Hanukkah. Catholicist policies, college scholars and Scientologists swallow hollow, hollow, sold Hollywood, holy followers. You say it's your way, you're the highway. I say why pray five times daily, lying sideways. Jews cleanse their sinning by spinning around some chickens. And this is any less freaking ridiculous than the Wiccans. Lutheran Christians on stupid missions and voodoo superstitions. More confusing isms to muse over than confusion. All these hijabs, niqabs, mantras and yantras, homogeneity, but your laity and deity say hey, no more gaiety. Take the sparkle, you patriarchal fellas who shunned and banned. Phallus dominance funds a brand new palace, 100 grand. Fallacies of faith inside jealous malice, you understand. Christ says eat me, drink me, what is this? Alice in Wonderland. I'm at a tea party with Russell's tea pot of urban legends. Berettas, Zucatas, Scoofies, Kippers, and Turban religion. Senseless sins, Incans, hack and slice. He's virginal sacrifice, aboriginal practice, rights at indigenous track and sight. So forgive me with Hail Marys if I seem quite contrary to white and dairy and hairy God, but I'm contritely wary of fairy. At the bottom of Eden's garden is necessary. You'll see why when I bury your E-meter in the cemetery. From worship to worship, divinity to division. It's dogma, eat dogma, if the shows of Trinity is gone fishing. And once Cthulhu's ascended, that splendid dude you befriended can truly genuflect in reverence of my newly appendage.
Let's think about this rationally, right? Which isn't a good point for the Christians, rational thought. Fire and brimstone and eternal agony. That's what's meant, hell meant to be like. That's written in the Bible. Now, God runs the entire universe except for one place, which is run by hell. And the devil, which is run by the devil. And now, the devil is his biggest enemy, and they don't get along whatsoever, right? Now, if you act bad, you go to hell, right? Now, you've lied, you've cheated, you've stole, you've been a prick your entire life. Why would the devil punish you? You're one of his boys. He's gonna fucking dig you. That's where all the hookers and drugs are gonna be. You don't think they're gonna make their way into heaven? Don't think God's gonna open the gate and go, Jim, you've been such a good guy. See this big titted whore with a line of coconut? Knock yourself out, son. And what's meant to happen when you die and go to heaven? You see a big bright light. You walk towards the light. What's at the end of the light? All your dead relatives. Well, whoopty fucking do. You ever spend a weekend at your grandparents' house? It's fucking shit. You'd be out there for an hour going, wish all me friends would die. Be out there meeting everyone. Hello, Nana. Hello, Granddad. Hello, Uncle who used to touch me. How did you get up here? Oh, that's right, you used to work for the church. You hear that little groan when I said that, when I said you have to work for the church? It's because religious people are in the crowd and they don't like hearing facts. That's a fact. There's been pedophiles in the Catholic Church, it's been on 60 Minutes, fucking fact. But I say, and it's like, oh, no, no, because religious people will forgive God for fucking anything. If he, in their mind, he does good things. Rainbows, children's laughter, shit like that, right? But when he does bad things like hurricanes, AIDS, cancer, child molestation, then we just go, oh, well, God works in mysterious ways. What type of an excuse is that? What is mysterious about acting like a fucking asshole? That is like the least mysterious activity since the dawn of time. If I ever date a religious girl, she's going to come home and I'm going to be raping a mum, right? And she's going to look at me and go, what are you doing? And I'm going to go, I'm mysterious. I've always been mysterious. See, religious people are just fucking stupid. There's how the world is created, which everyone, scientists and rational thinking people believe, and that's the Big Bang Theory, and then evolution kicked in. There's a little microorganism made like a tadpole, and that tadpole learned how to walk or something, and then there was some animals in between, and then fucking monkeys, and then us. And that's science. Then there's how religious people believe it was created, and that's creationism. They believe that God put two white people in the jungle without sunscreen, and they fucked, and now we got people. And we got black people, Arab people, Oriental people, and for the amount of inbreeding, very few retards. It seems so plausible. See, the fact is that there's evolution in the Bible, right? Jesus was 4'7". 4'7". He was a normal sized guy. Everyone was short back then. We're all taller now because of evolution. That's how Jesus could feed the people with two fish. Little fucking people, big fuck off fish. So this is Jesus here, right? He's a little tiny Arab Jew. He looks like Super Mario. Now, if Jesus is this big, that means his cross was maybe that big. Now, I'm not saying I'm better than Jesus, but if I was on that little cross, my feet would be on the ground and I'd fucking live. So what killed Jesus cannot kill me. I am way more powerful. Not only would I live, but I would lift the cross out of the ground and beat up all the little Roman bastards. And history would be very different. Thousands of years before Jesus, there was a guy called Noah. And Noah built a boat. And Noah lived to be 950 years old. But they never mention that in sermons because we might think it's bullshit. And Noah was thousands of years before Jesus, so Noah was about this big. There's little Noah with his long hair and his great big beard. He looks like a glorified chess piece. And he built a boat, and they put all the animals on the boat. And we had two of each animal, and he lived in like Afghanistan back when it was a God-loving place. And all the animals came and they all swam there and shit. They all made it there in like a week, all the kangaroos and all that type of stuff. Then he worked out some type of refrigeration system to keep the polar bears cold and the lions hot. And he made the door on the ark very small so that the dinosaurs couldn't get in because he was a thinker.
So what do you think will happen to Mr. Romney when he dies?
If you open your mind too much, your brain will fall out.
Mormons had horns on their head.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net. Also available on the program page is a contact box for your convenience.
Some people's hot, some people's cold, some people's not very swift to be whole. Some people do it, some see right through it. Some wear pajamas if only they knew it. And the pajama people are boring me to pieces. Feel like I am wasting my time.
they all got flannel up and down them, a little trapdoor back around them, some cozy little footies on their mind. Pajama people, pajama people, people. They sure do make you sleepy.